Over 600 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in McLean County in the past week, and one of them is the mayor of Bloomington.
The nature of the symptoms, from my experience, were very deceptive.
That's Terry Renner. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, December 9th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the first fines filed against Bloomington Normal businesses for violating the state's ban on indoor food and bar service. More from Eric Stock.
Bloomington city officials announced at a liquor commission meeting the city reached settlements with five establishments that admitted to serving customers indoors during COVID mitigations: Applebee's, Cheeks Bar and Grill, Eastland Suites, Garden of Paradise, and Parkview Inn. Each paid a $400 fine. Joe's Pub co-owner Tony Wargo wants to contest the complaint against his establishment. He says staff and customers continue to wear masks and follow health protocols.
We did our part. We continue to do our part. We followed the guidance provided. So where did we go wrong in our efforts to curb the spread of COVID?
Wargo added the business stayed open because shutting down indoor dining would have put some staff out of work.
We did so because our guests and our staff need us. Our staff are great people who need their jobs in order to feed their family. They are your neighbors and friends.
Joe's Pub will face a hearing before the commission next week. A seventh business, Western Tap, is also considering a settlement. Mayor and Liquor Commissioner Terry Renner says the $400 fine should serve as a deterrent because subsequent offenses would lead to a liquor license suspension and a potentially lengthy appeals process.
In this situation, it was quite clear that if I really wanted to accomplish compliance, which is really what we're after, not to fine people, if you want to accomplish compliance, you've got to be strategic about it.
The city previously decided not to punish 12 bars and restaurants that allegedly violated the state's indoor dining ban. At the time, Renner acknowledged the city wasn't clear whether it would enforce the order. Renner revealed after the meeting he has tested positive for the coronavirus. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County health officials reported four more COVID-related deaths yesterday. The three women in their 80s and a man in his 90s were all residents of long-term care facilities. House Speaker Mike Madigan says he's prepared to vote for an increase in the state's flat income tax rate should the governor request it. The Republican House leader is looking for spending cuts. And a judge ruled that the life sentence handed down in the death of 8-year-old Rika Roundtree will stand. Cynthia Baker's defense asked for the sentence to be reconsidered. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Millions of baby boomers leave the workforce each year. The financial toll of the pandemic is nudging many out the door. On average, about 2 million people retire annually. The Pew Research Center reports this year that figure is already more than 3.2 million. Mike Seaborg is an economics professor at Illinois Wesleyan University. He says that's a major reversal in the prior trend of delaying retirement.
The baby boom generation has not been a great generation of savers over the years. And so quite a large percentage of folks as they near retirement age find themselves with low savings or no savings at all.
He notes Social Security payments increase at a rate of about 8% per year. This is an incentive to work until 70. Plus, Medicare eligibility doesn't kick in until 65. That means those who retire younger are on the hook for insurance for themselves and potentially a younger spouse. Seaborg says from an investment perspective, now is not a great time to retire for most people. He says they have to weigh other factors like job loss and health risk, many they don't control. Seaborg himself just retired. He says the COVID-19 pandemic was not a factor in his decision. But the coronavirus did play into Illinois State University President Larry Dietz's decision to retire. Dietz says reflecting on lessons from the pandemic contributed to his decision to step down next summer.
I've learned, I think, about perhaps being more grateful. I'm very grateful now, particularly for my health and that of my family, friends, and colleagues, and grateful for the freedoms that we've are being a little restricted now in terms of, you know, moving around and all those kinds of things. But those are freedoms that a lot of other people in a lot of other places don't have.
That, coupled with a half-century career in education, brought Dietz to his decision to step down in June. Others are turning to professionals to evaluate their options. Suzanne Kosick is a financial advisor with Edward Jones in Bloomington.
We definitely have had a lot more client engagement this year, as well as prospective clients reaching out. So people who are approaching retirement and have these decisions to make. Do I stay working? Do I retire? Putting those pieces together to understand what's important to them, and then do they have the funding to be able to do that?
Kosick says some were furloughed, others have been permanently laid off, and others still are just scared to go to work for fear of putting themselves or families at risk. She says those within a couple of years of retirement age are usually looking at how much they've saved, their spending habits, and adjusting their investment strategy to match their goals and risk tolerance. But those that are further away from retirement, say 5 or 10 years, have more significant financial questions to weigh, including the tax implications of pulling out retirement savings early. IWU's Mike Seaborg says a better option may be to take some time away from work with the intention of returning before retirement.
I think it's better to, if you experience a job loss and you're getting near retirement age or at retirement age, is to really sit back and think about whether you're financially ready for that yet or emotionally ready. And for many of us, it might be better to just take a sabbatical and then consider reentering the workforce.
He says that also applies to those who were laid off. Seaborg notes employers could benefit from early retirements.
A lot of senior workers are jumping at the opportunity as well to take a buyout or maybe a phased retirement possibility as employers try to reduce labor costs.
Still, Seaborg cautions against a hasty decision because of emotion or job loss tied to the pandemic. As with any big life change, he says people should think it through. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 school board meets tonight at 6:30. On the agenda is the adoption and renewal of the e-learning program and the property tax levy. They'll also talk property tax at tonight's District 87 board meeting, also starting at 6:30. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's A Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.